Tulsi Gabbard, Zealots of Wokeism Trying to Silence Joe Rogan. By Hannah Blow on February 1, 2022. Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DeHi, on Tuesday weighed in on the left's latest effort to silence the famed podcaster Joe Rogan, concluding they are using his coronavirus interviews as a pretext to silence his voice because he is not woke. Gabbard, a former Democrat presidential candidate who has forcefully spoken out against radical facets of her own party, is the latest to remark on the censorship campaign against Rogan, as far leftists accuse his podcast of spreading misinformation about the Chinese coronavirus. I get the feeling some people are using it Joe Rogan's COVID interview as a pretext to silence his voice because he is not woke. Zealots of wokeism try to censor voices who don't agree with theirs, because they fear the absurdity and weakness of their positions will be exposed, Gabbard observed. Her remark comes 2 days after Spotify announced it will do more to provide balance and access to widely accepted information for the coronavirus, with plans to add a content advisory to podcast episodes that includes discussions about the Chinese coronavirus. Spotify will also direct listeners to a hub that will include links to trusted sources. It's become clear to me that we have an obligation to do more to provide balance and access to widely accepted information from the medical and scientific communities guiding us through this unprecedented time, Spotify CEO and co-founder Daniel Ek said. Rogan responded to the ongoing controversy on Sunday, explaining his fundamental issue with the term misinformation, as federal health officials have changed their tune on a variety of issues related to the virus over the last 2 years. The problem I have with the term misinformation, especially today, is that many of the things that we thought of as misinformation just a short while ago are now accepted as fact, he explained. Like, for instance, 8 months ago, if you said, if you get vaccinated, you can still catch COVID and you could still spread COVID, you'd be removed from social media. They would ban you from certain platforms. Now, that's accepted as fact, Rogan continued, making the same comparison with the debates over the effectiveness of cloth masks. If you said, I don't think cloth masks work, you would be banned from social media. Now, that's openly and repeatedly stated on CNN. If you said, I think it's possible that COVID-19 came from a lab, you'd be banned from many social media platforms. Now, that's on the cover of Newsweek, he continued. All of those theories that at one point in time were banned, were openly discussed by those two men that I had on my podcast, that have been accused of spreading dangerous misinformation, Rogan added. As for Gabbard, this is far from the first time she has spoken out against the radical facets of her own party and the Biden administration. Instead of trying to be woke/politically correct and targeting parents who care about what schools are teaching their children, the FBI/Department of Homeland Security should focus on actual threats like the jihadist who terrorized the Texas synagogue, Gabbard said last month. She also released a video in January, concluding that Biden, whom she admitted she voted for, betrayed us all by pouring fuel on the fires of divisiveness that are tearing our country apart. And this week, Gabbard turned her attention to Vice President Kamala Harris, writing, Biden chose Harris as his VP because of the color of her skin and sex, not qualification. She's been a disaster. Now he promises to choose Supreme Court nominee on the same criteria. Identity politics is destroying our country, she added.